Hello and welcome. We're doing another pose of the week this week, and you won't be amazed to know that this is yet another of my favourites. I call it waterfall. That's the name it more often goes by in restorative yoga, but you may also know it as legs up the wall. And there are lots of adaptations that you can do with this one. So I'm in particular going to talk about adapting it by elevating your pelvis while you have your legs up the wall. I find this wonderful for my lower back and the feeling of just ease and peace in my heart. Also, I tend sometimes to have swollen ankles because I fly quite a lot and my legs don't like that very much. And this is another one that I do as soon as I get to wherever I'm going, straight into the hotel room or my home and down onto the floor, legs up the wall. And it's amazing how much that helps with jet lag as well. So let me do my usual cautions and then we'll talk about how to get into this posture. Not a good one to do because it's elevated and your head's lower if you've got eye problems like a detached retina. It's also not so wonderful if you have heart problems and they're not being treated. It's fine for you if you're already on medication to lower your blood pressure, but don't do it if you're not having some sort of support for your hypertension. Not wonderful if you've neck problems, because again you're putting a bit of weight onto your neck because your head's lower than your heart and your legs. Not great to do when you're menstruating, but there are other things that you can do that help you then, and I'm going to do a whole different section on good things to do when you have your period and also during the menopause. And then lastly, not a great one to do if you have a hiatus hernia. However, having said those cautions, so be careful of that if any of these apply to you, and also if you're over 3 months pregnant. And again, I'm covering all of this in a later section of the podcasts. The benefits just are wonderful. So let me run through those. Whet your appetite for this great posture. First of all, it reduces the impact of stress. And as I'm sure you're aware, the stressors in our life and, of course, how we handle them are really critical for about our long-term health prospects. So anything that helps to reduce the impact that stress is having on us is going to be useful. It's very good for quietening our mind. I really so often find when I go into this posture, within 2 or 3 minutes, I'm just quietening. My whole body is quietening. And of course, with that, my mind is quietening, my breath is quietening. And I can go into a really nice, relaxed zone for a while. It refreshes your heart and lungs because the blood's having a chance to enrich them as it's coming down the other way in this elevated position. As I mentioned before, it's great if you tend to retain water. It helps to take that full feeling, achy sort of feeling out of your legs. And very good if you have varicose veins as well. So if you've got a job where you're standing around for a lot, fabulous thing. Just get into the habit of doing this 5 minutes each day and you do yourself so much good. So let's get our kit together and get ready to do legs up the wall or waterfall, as I prefer to call it. We're very much going to do this in the restorative vein. So thick, fluffy, gorgeous socks if you're going to be at all chilly. Then you also need 1 or 2 long folded blankets. This is what you're going to use to elevate your pelvis. I'm, as always, would use my flattish pillows. And I have used a bolster. For me, it just takes me up that little bit too high. So that's why I stick with my 2 pillows. But you've always got to adjust this for your own proportions. Then another thick, comfy